8, when the deadly wound was delivered to the papacy, what took place is the papacy could no longer rule the world. And the story of the healing of the deadly wound is the story of how the papacy returns one more time to rule the world. It's happening before our eyes. And Daniel 11, 40 to 45 tells the story of the healing of the deadly wound from the perspective of the papacy, one of these three powers. The story of the healing of the deadly wound, we get that term from Revelation 13. Revelation 13 tells the story of the healing of the deadly wound, but it tells that story from the perspective of the United States. It identifies the role the United States has in bringing about the healing of the deadly wound because it is the United States' power that forces the whole world to worship the beast and to set up the image of the beast. Same story, but from the perspective of the United States. And Revelation 17 is the same story, the healing of the deadly wound, but it's from the perspective of the 10 kings. The Confederacy. And sometimes in Adventism, and we haven't time to look at this, I wish we did, but I'll give you a little bit of homework if you have an interest. If you have an Ellen White CD-ROM, type in Confederacy. And you'll find that Sister White refers to Isaiah 8 many, many times, and there's a Confederacy identified in Isaiah 8 that she quotes from. She'll quote the passages in Isaiah 8, 10, and onward, where this Confederacy is identified, and you'll find that's the Confederacy that takes place at the end of the world. That's the 10 kings, and she very specifically places that Confederacy at the end of the world. She lists the characteristics of that Confederacy as men that have amassed great wealth, the bankers of the world. She talks about their religious side being spiritualism. She talks about them being associated with Masonry. And if you go into the Confederacy that exists in the world today, that is preparing to take over the world, you'll find that it's here, and it's called the United Nations. And it's founded upon the bankers of the world. Its religion is spiritualism. It's been developed and sustained through Masonry. And this is the Confederacy that Sister White points to over and over again from Isaiah 8. And this is the Confederacy of Revelation 17. And if you remember Revelation 17 without looking there, it says that the 10 horns are 10 kings that rule for 1 hour with the beast. Now what do those 10 kings represent? They represent the dragon power. The papacy is the beast. The Confederacy is the dragon power. The United States is the false prophet. Let's look at this next quote, Testimonies to Ministers, page 38 and 39. And we'll drop down to the middle of the paragraph because of time, where it says, He urges that they should not be protected by ministering angels against the Confederacy of evil. And that's what a term Sister White uses when she's speaking about Isaiah 8, the Confederacy of evil.